Okay, fantastic. So yesterday we went through the Rashba, the Ran, all the different nafkaminas, the five potential nafkaminas between the Rashba and the Ran, and we said that the next step is to then figure out how this relates to the sugya Maseches Pesachim of Shelo Kederech Achila. But then I got caught up in something else today that I was going to skip, but you know I shouldn't really skip, and that is what Shulchan Aruch mentions in Siv Beis, which is Hishviach L'Besov Pagum or Pagum L'Besov Hishviach. What happens if something is not totally Nosin Tam of Kam, but it's also not totally Nosin Tam of Shvach, meaning you put it in the Tarovas, and initially it's Mashviach L'Tam, but then eventually it's Pogame, or vice versa. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in both of those cases, it's going to be Aser. That's not called Nosin Tam of Kam. We consider that to be Nosin Tam of Shvach. The background of that is as follows, because Rav Soloveitchik, what's that? Oh, we can't hear on the Zoom? Am I muted?
You hear? Hello?
Okay. I can hear now. Okay, fantastic. So the background of the issue of Pogum B'Sof Hishpiach L'Hishpiach B'Sof Pogim is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin does not discuss both cases. It only discusses one of those cases. It talks about if Chometz or Yayin, depending on your Kirsa, falls into grease and sonenin, and then Hirtichan, and then you boil that up. So when it falls into grease and sonenin, it's Mashbiach. If the greasin are cold, then the Chometz is Mashbiach, the greasin. But then when you turn on the fire on the stovetop, now it's going to be pogim. So that's nasa kishbiach ubesof pogam va'aser, the Gemara says. The Ran over there in the on Bezam and Al-Padapai Arif writes, nearly dahachi kamar lo tema kivun shesof chomet ze lifkom kishe yartiach shenira oso kipogim mitchilaso. Don't say that since I know it will be pogim, I'll view it now as if it is already pogim. Ella nasa ketashel shesbiach machmasa yisur. Right now, it's Nosin Tam L'Shvach. Good, once it's Nosin Tam L'Shvach, Aser! And Iser was Nosin Tam L'Shvach into Tarovas. It's going to be Aser. How then can it become Mutter? Nah, it's not going to become Mutter when a little while later it's Nosin Tam L'Gam. Once something is Aser, the only way it becomes Mutter is it's Nifsal L'Gamri. It becomes not Roi L'Achilas Adam. It becomes something when the whole Tarovas becomes Nevela Srucha. So it's going to remain Aser even when it's Nosin Tam L'Gam later on. That is how the Ran explains what the Gemara says about Hishbiach Ulbasof Pogim, that since when it's Hishbiach it asers, it remains Aser even when it's Pogim, because the only way to take something that's Aser and then make it Mutter is if it becomes a Nevela Shrucha, it becomes Ein Ru'uya Leger, it becomes Nifsal Me'achilas Adam, which are three ways of saying the same thing, right? Nevela Shrucha, Ein Ru'uya Leger, Nifsal Me'achilas Adam, they all mean the same thing. So the Gemara never discusses the reverse case, right? The Gemara never talks about Pogim Ulbasof Hishbiach. So the question really is it obvious? Meaning, once you're going to tell me that Hishbiach L'Besof Pogim is Aser, is it obvious that Pogim L'Besof Hishbiach is Aser as well? So the Gemara never talks about it, but the Torah says, yeah, that's Aser also. It's the same thing. It should be no different. And not only no different, the Rambam, in the 15th Baruch of Macholos Asuros, and the Rashi and Torah Sabbais, both quoted by the Beis Yosef over here, say that it's a Kal V'Chomer. That if even Pagam L'Besof would be Aser, that if even if the end game is that it's no Saint Tam L'Fgam, that long term it's no Saint Tam L'Fgam, you're still going to say it's Aser, because in the short term it was Mashbiach, then for sure when the end game is that it's no Saint Tam L'Shvach, when ultimately it's going to be no Saint Tam L'Shvach, that for sure should be Aser. So it's a Kal V'Chomer from Mashbiach L'Besof Pogim, we could derive that Pogim L'Besof Mashbiach of course is going to be Aser. This would seem to relate to the broader issue of Chozer V'Neir. Right, when you have something that you have Isra that was batel, let's say it was Nosin Tam L'Fgam, it was Pogim B'Tchila, And so now it's batel. So you want to say what? That when it's later mashbiach, it should now come back and become aser? That would seem to relate to that general issue of chozer v'neir, that once something is batel, can it be reinvigorated and in fact become aser? So the shitas haravid is that they no chozer v'neir, that once something is batel, it's batel, and it's not going to be chozer v'neir. But if that's the case, how would we explain why pogim ul b'sof hashbiach is aser? Meaning, once it's pogum, it's batel, good, and once it's batel, it should remain mutter, it should never become aser again. So the Rav Soloveitchik in Shiurei HaRav and Simon Sadi, Os Gimel, explains that the reason that Hishbiach l'besof pogim, or pogim l'besof Hishbiach is aser, must be that it's a din in Shir HaPagam. Meaning, that Nosin Tam L'Fgam is mutter. How pogum does it have to be nosin tam lufgam? It has to be so pogim, it has to be such a pogamic force that it's pogim through and through, that mitchila v'yatsof it's pogim. Otherwise, it just doesn't meet the threshold of nosin tam lufgam. That's mistaver, that's what pogim l'sof hashpiach and hashpiach l'sof pogim is all about. Why is it usher in both directions if at any point along the way it's mashpiach? It's because it's just not enough of a force of being pogim. It doesn't meet the criteria of a shir pagam, and therefore it has nothing to do with chozer v'neir. Chozer v'neir is about you have something that was batel, and then when it becomes batel, can it, the yisur come back? No, when it's pogim l'sof hashpiach, it was never batel in the first place. Because it was destined l'hashbiach, because it was destined one day to become a tam l'shvach, it was never really a tam l'fgam. It never met the criteria of a tam l'fgam in the first place. At the beginning of the Tarovas, it was already not a tam l'fgam. Even though it seemed like a tam l'fgam, but it wasn't pogum enough. Just like you have such a concept of something that's a nevelah srucha, so it's not enough that it tastes a little bad, it's got to be a total nevelah srucha. So you also have a concept that even if when something is nosei tam, it only has to give a negative taste, doesn't even need to be totally srucha, but it's got to give that negative taste through and through. Mitchila v'yatsof, it's got to give that negative taste. That's the pashtus as to why it is that nosei tam lifgam is not going to apply by pogim b'sof v'shbiach v'shbiach b'sof pogim.
So by pogim l'sof hashbiach, if I know, for example, that this is not going to become good until another 6 hours, can I eat it within those 6 hours?
So that's what we're going to get to right now. Meaning, according to what we're saying right now, no, you can't, right? Because if I know that eventually it will be mashbiach, then I have a problem.
It's not time I'm eating it, though, right now.
Still, if you're going to say that the shear of pogim is that it's got to be pogim mitchil v'atsofo, otherwise it's never considered halachically pogim, so it's not halachically pogim. So then it would be a problem. So based on this svara, it should be asim mitchila v'atsof.
Does that apply even when you're introducing a new factor later on? And like by the Greeks, when you put it in, when it was...
Meaning it's not memela that it's going to happen. It's only when you turn on the fire that it's going to be... So in that case, it was the reverse, right? Meaning it was hishpiach l'besof pogim. So over there, the chiddush was that even though it's aser, even though you would think that turning on the fire would now be matir it, the iser is still there, right? Yeah, I assume that would still be pogim. Meaning, but liyitzir, that there was such a case where you could introduce a new factor where it's not just going to happen on its own. It's a very good question, right? Meaning, maybe you would say, no, that when you're introducing a new factor, how can you say it doesn't meet the shear of being pogim? It is a shear of being pogim, because it would be pogim mitchila v'atsofo if you would just leave it alone. But if you do something to it, so then, yeah, maybe in a chinami, that would be a different story. Yeah. Oh, okay, so this is where we're going. So let's take it step by step. So now, Rav Soloveitchik suggests, again, that it's all about the shear of the pagam. However, if the din is about the shear of the pagam, then it should follow that when it's pogim, l'besof hashbiach, even at the beginning, when it's still pogim, it should still be aser, as long as you know that eventually it's going to be mashbiach, right? And indeed, the Ber Heitiv in Sefkatan Zayin over here, after he quotes the Shach, he quotes a Pri Chadash, Knesset Gedolah, Pri Chadash Chalku v'Kasvu, Af Kodem Sheyesh Biach, Aser! that even while it's still at the stage of being nosin tam of gam, it's already going to be, it's still going to be usur. It's already going to be usur because it simply is not halachically nosin tam of gam, and that makes perfect sense. The problem is the shach says not that way. If you look at the shach in sif katan zayin, o pogim el besof hishpiach usur, says the shach, when it's pogim and then hishpiach, it's going to be usur pirish achar shishpiach. Yeah, it will be usur, but only after it's ready mashbiach. Aval kodim shishbiach mutter. Aval pisha efshar shishbiach achakach. But while it's still being nosin tam lefkam, it's mutter. Kiven dahash to pogimu, because right now it's pogim. So I look at what it is right now. Right now it's nosin tam lefkam. So right now it's going to be mutter. So the shach is problematic, because if the whole lundus is that it's a shear in the pagam, that something is only halachically considered to be a pogim if it's pogim mitchila v'yatzov. So this is not a pogim. So how can you say that it's considered that you can have the heter of nosin tam lefkam while it's still being pogim? It doesn't seem to work. It must be that the shach understands that this din is not about a shear in the level of pogam. He must understand differently. So Salvation explains, and this also appears Rav Shach Tazin in Beik V'yatzon Simon Chaf Hei Os Aleph, that according to the Shach, the reason Hishpiach l'besof pogim, which again, that was the case of the Gemara, Hishpiach l'besof pogim, why is that usur? Why don't you say that as soon as it's pogim, it's batel, right? As soon as you turn on the fire and it's pogim, it's batel. It must be that that's usur because bitul can only happen mitchilas ha-tarovas. That bitul can only be something that happens when the tarovas is first created. You can't have bittul at some point later. So when did the tarovas happen? When it was grease and sun in it, when everything was cold. And at that point, it was nosin tam l'shvach, so there was no bittul. And then you're going to turn on the fire, and you want to activate bittul by turning on the fire, but that's not a tchilas ha-tarovas. The tarovas already happened earlier. Bittul, as a mechanism, only works at the tchilas ha-tarovas. So when it initially mixed, it was mashbiach, so the yisr didn't become batel. When it subsequently was pogame, it was not yet the time of the tarovas. It was no longer the time of the tarovas. So the bittul couldn't take effect. It therefore would turn out that in the reverse case of pogame l'besof hishbiach, if that's the lamdus, if that's, it's not about a shear of pagam, it's simply a technicality that you can only have bitl at tchilas ha-tarovas. So now take the reverse case. That's pogim at first. So that's tchilas ha-tarovas, bitl, good. It becomes batel. And then when it's hishpiach later on, now it's going to be asur. Because now it's hishpiach later on. Meaning chozer v'neur. Not like the Rebbe. You have to assume chozer v'neur. That you have the possibility of it being chozer v'neur and becoming asur later on. So Pogim l'sof shpiach, the bittul happens at the initial tarovas, and then later the yisur is chazur neir when it's mashpiach. Rav Shachter points out that idea that the shach is suggesting that pogim l'sof shpiach is bittul right away, and then it's chazur neir when it's shpiach, is clearly not the understanding of the Beis Yosef, because Beis Yosef thought pogim l'sof shpiach is aser, even though the Gemara never spoke about it. Why? Because it's a kal v'chomer v'yishpiach l'besof pogim. Kal v'chomer? It's a totally separate dinim. If the whole vart is that bittul can only happen mitchilas ha-taroves, then there's no kal v'chomer. It's entirely possible that yishpiach l'besof pogim, which is the Gemara's case, is aser because there's no bittul at the tchilas ha-taroves. And yet, pogim l'besof yishpiach might be mutter because there is bittul b'tchilas ha-taroves. And maybe it's not chazer v'nayur. You can't learn a kal v'chomer from one to the other. So it must be that Beis Yosef understands that it's a din in the shir of pagam, meaning that the shach's vart in explaining the mechaber is incorrect. Beis Yosef said that we derive the whole thing from a kal v'chomer. We derive pogim b'sof b'shviach from a kal v'chomer b'shviach b'sof pogim. So it can't be that we're working with the shach's idea of the tchilas ha-taroves. So the Beis Yosef understands that it's a shear in the pagam, and the truth is, it's pretty explicit in the lashon of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef writes, "Daha pagam ze eino pagam kevan shu'al menas lahashbiach." What is that? Daha pagam ze eino pagam. What does eino pagam tell you? it doesn't meet the shear, it doesn't meet the threshold of pagam. Why? Because it's asur l'hashbiach. He's not just saying that there's a din, that it's that there's a bittul only b'tchilas ha'taharoves. So it turns out that the Shach's explanation of the Mechaber of Soloveitchik points out l'chora is incorrect when you read the Beis Yosef. Question?
Yeah. Where does the Rav get this idea from that there's only b'tchilas ha'taharoves?
Okay, so that's a whole other piece in the Shiur Arad. He has rayas to that also.
Really?
That's
I mean, what about only pieces of Marvella?
But that's a new Tarovas. Right? Meaning that's what he explains over there. He discusses that explicitly. He said, when you're Marbel of Heter, so now you've created a new Tarovas. There's a question whether you're somehow, if you can affect the Isser, if you could extract a Blios of Isser from something, it could be that Pitzel does not apply. I mean, instead of being Marbe, you're Mimayet the Isser in some way, which there are ways to do, but so then it could be that the bittul won't apply because it's not the tchilas ha'tarovas. But that's the idea that he suggests.
Would the Rav assume that adding heter to tarovas is called a new tarovas? Otherwise, that seems to be a case of.
It's exactly what we just yeah. Okay, who asked that?
Yoni also.
Okay, Yoni, you got that? Okay. You beat you to it. Okay, very good. All right. So, all right. We got to put the guys on the board again, right? Is that
else?
Oh, we can't do that here. Okay. All right. Ms. Thoman, when the yeshiva shuts down, I'll be able to see everybody anyway on the Zoom. Okay. Okay. Shouldn't joke about these things. Now, Rav Soloveitchik then goes another step. Rav Soloveitchik then goes another step, and he suggests that the machlokas shach and prichadosh about whether pogim v'sof hashpiach is aser even at the initial stage when it's pogim, right? This machlokas that we saw on the page, shach sivkat and zayin, prichadosh according to the berheitiv sivkat and zayin, right? That machlokas about when it's initially pogim, right? Is it mutter at that stage at least, or like the shach says, or is it aser already at that stage, like the prichadosh says, may relate to the machlokas that here's what Soloveitchik does. May relate to Machlokas Rashba and Ra'a. So we made a huge deal, Machlokas Rashba and the Ran. But the truth is, Rashba and the Ran, in a certain sense, were in the same camp. Like, the Ran is almost like somewhere in between the Rashba and the Ra'a. Let's remind ourselves a little bit. What was the whole word of the Ra'a? The Ra'a says that Nevela Shein Rui Lager is the same exact din as Nosin Tam of Gan. That the Tam that's in the Dofnei Kli is Ein Rui Lager. It's Nevela Srucha. And that's the whole mechanism of Nosin Tam of Kan, that it's already Heter, because it's already Nevela Srucha, when it's in the Dofnei Akli. The Rashba understood that, no, Nevela Shein Rui Lager is one din, but then there's another din, that when you have Nosin Tam, so first you have to take care of the Mamashu, so then it becomes Batel Barog. So you apply Bittel Barog Midaraisa. And then what am I worried about? Tam Ki Iker? There's the din of Tam Ki Iker is only when the Tam is L'shvach. There's no din of Tam Ki Iker when the Tam downgrades it. The Ran was somewhere in between, right? The Ran said, you don't need Bittel. You don't need to apply Bittel Barov. It's just fundamentally that the din of Nevela Shein Rui Lager takes on different forms when it's Be'en, when you're eating the Be'en, when you're eating the actual meat, versus when it's just tam that's being put into a tarovas, and which the geder is consistent in that you can't get hana'ah from the yisr. So when I'm eating the actual ba'en, I get hana'ah from the yisr as long as it's still edible. But when it's giving tam into a tarovas, so then I'm not getting hana'ah from it if it's even giving slightly negative tam into the tarovas. So now, comes on Rav Soloveitchik, he says, this machlokas, prichadosh and shach, about whether pogim v'sof hashpiach is aser even at the initial stages when it's pogim, relates to the machlokas, Rashba and the Ra'a. Why? According to the Ra'a, the reason Nosin Tam V'Kam is mutter is that it's Einu Yilger. It's a nevela srucha. It's garbage. It tastes awful. So it only makes sense to be matir if it's pogim through and through. Meaning, you can't call it a nevela srucha if it's about to taste delicious, right? It's hard to call something a nevela srucha if in 5 minutes from now it's going to be delicious. if it will eventually become a shbiach, it's a hard sell that it's an available shuchas. That's like the prichadosh. However, according to the Rashba, that you simply can't apply tam ke'ikr unless something is giving positive taste. So good. So long. Right now, it's not giving positive taste. So it's not giving positive taste. So I don't apply tam ke'ikr. Meaning, if the whole word of nosin tam levkam, according to the Rashba, is that it's a technicality in tam ke'ikr. That tam ke'ikr is only going to be a problem if it's giving positive taste. Well, guess what? Right now, it's still giving a problem taste. So I don't apply tam ke'ikr. So that's why the Shach says, so you're still allowed to eat it until it starts being mashbiach. If all of that is true, that the Shach is assuming like the Rashba, and the Prichadosh is assuming like the Ra'ah, Rav Soloveitchik questions that the Mechaber holds Nosin Tam Levkam is Mutter even by Chametz B'Pesach. Ooh, one of our nafkaminas yesterday between the Rashba and the Ran, right, was that the Rashba holds since you need Bittul in order to apply the Heter of Nosin Tam Levkam, it's not going to work for Chametz B'Pesach. Chametz B'Erev Pesach, by the way, will work, right? That's what I think I mentioned. Rabbi Savlovsky tells that story that he got a shayla on the Erev Pesach. Someone cooked in their chametz tikkapat, and he said it's kosher. And they were ready to like fire him. You know, like what kind of rabbi would say that it's kosher for Pesach? We cooked the mamish with chametz tikkapat. Okay, but can you imagine firing Rabbi Savlovsky? That would be crazy. What kind of Gehenna is reserved for people that would do that? All right. Anyway, where were we? So Rav Soloveitchik, the Mechaber holds that Nosin Tam Levkam is mutter even by Chametz B'Pesach, which implies that he doesn't hold like the Rashba. It doesn't hinge on Bittul. If it hinged on Bittul, then it wouldn't work for Chametz B'Pesach. So how can the Shach explain the Mechaber to be assuming like the Rashba that they didn't? That the din nosin tam levkam when it's pogim betchila works because there's no application of tam ke'ikr when the tam is levkam. The mechaber himself beferish says not like the Rashba. He holds that by chametz b'pesach, the mechaber holds by chametz b'pesach nosin tam levkam is mut. Whereas the Rashba would never say that because the Rashba needs bittul.
Wasn't this exactly what Rabbi said yesterday? Rabbi said that really Shulchan Aruch is
now, between
by each case he's confused, not confused, but
he's hedging between the Rashba and the Ran. So this I didn't understand what Salvation was talking about. I didn't understand. Why not just say that the Shach's understanding of the Mechaber to be working within the Shita Saran over here? I mean, it's not like the Rashba and the Ran are the only two players over here. What about the Ran? Maybe he's working within the Shita Saran, right? Meaning, why can't you just say that he was holding like the Ran, that Nosin Tam Levkam does not rely on Bittul. And therefore, Chametz B'Pesach, we can say Nosin Tam Levkam. And that's what the Mechaber does. Nosin Tam Levkam is a mutter because he relies, not because he holds like the Ra'ah, but because he holds like the Ran. And therefore, when it comes over here to our case, it's not pagum lagamri and nevela srucha like the Ra'ah. So as long as you aren't yet being nene from the tama iser, it's going to be mutter, right? You don't have to say that it's nevela srucha. And okay, I can't call it a nevela srucha if it's so full of hashbiach. No, say like the Ran, I can't get anah from it. And guess what? If right now it's pogim, I'm not getting anah from it. So why did you say it's going like the Ran? I didn't understand. So I started like flipping pages, and then I found that Soloveitchik himself deals with that same question 20 simanim earlier in the Sefer. I don't know why Rabbi Kornberg didn't make a cross-reference. Maybe I'm misunderstanding something, but you tell me what you think. In Siman Ayin Beis, those Beis, in Shir HaYarad, he says that according to the Ran, that Nosin Tam Levkam is not midin bittul berov, but it's mitzad atzmo. Meaning the Ran understands that it's all this din of Nevela Shein Uriel Ger, it just takes on different forms. When it's Be'en, the Hana'ah is going to be when, you know, as long as it's edible. When it's a Nosin Tam, the Hana'ah is going to be only if it's being Nosin Tam L'Shvach, not if it's being Nosin Tam L'Vgan. But it's fundamentally the same din of Nevela Shein Uriel Ger. Unlike the Rashba, who relies on Bittul, you can't say Chozer V'Neur because you don't apply Chozer V'Neir to Nevela Shein Ruil again. Whoa. Even if you normally hold Chozer V'Neir, you normally hold that something that became Batel can come back. That won't work if the reason it became Batel is because it was Ein Ruil again. That only works if the reason it became Batel is a ratio or something like that. You know, became Batel Baro, Batel Lashish, and whatever. So then you could apply Chozer V'Neir. But Chozer V'Neir is not going to work when something was Ein Ruil Ager, and that's why it became Batel. How do I know that? So says Rav Soloveitchik, the Raya is a Gemara in Temura, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Temura talks about an Efroach Shenolda Mibetzas Trefa. Now you got to know all of the Mesechtas, all of Shas. Mesechtas Temura also. My favorite Temura stories, I remember when I was teaching in DRS, now he's Rabbi Y.U. Musmach, Rabbi Ari Lipsky used to learn with his younger brother Eitan Lipsky on Shabbos. So Eitan was in 11th grade at the time, and they finished Mesechus Temura together. So over Shabbos, was just learning on Shabbos. So Eitan made a siyum, and at the siyum he said that he took a poll of 100 DRS 10th graders to ask them whether there is such a Mesechta called Temura. And he said 50% of them said no, there's no such Mesechta, and the other 50% said yes, but you're mispronouncing it, it's Truma. So there is a Mesechta called Temura, it actually exists. There's a Din Midaraisa called Temura also, right? That's what Mesechta is based on. And it's not just Temura Davdalid, that's not the only Sugya Mesechta Temura. That sugya, Rav Yonason Sachs loves that sugya. The sugya of Yav Mahani, Yav Lo Mahani, right? The Gemara has Machlokas, and the Gemara has 14 rayas from all over Shas. It goes on for like three blot. 14 rayas from all over Shas, whether Yav Mahani, Yav Lo Mahani. So if Sachs always says that sometimes, like an 18-year-old kid will say, you know, your style of learning, it's not my derech. I can't, you know, that's not the way to learn. He's like, oh, no, the Gemara is derech. That, you have a chakira, and then you go all over Shas, and you try to find... Anyway, so... In Temura Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara talks about the following case. The Gemara talks about a Beitzas Efroach Trefa. You have a young chick that's born from a Beitzas Trefa, right? A Trefa bird lays an egg, and an Efroach comes out of it. So, do you say that that's Yotzei Min HaAser, and therefore it's Aser? Because the mommy was a trefa, right? So the Gemara over there says that an afrach should know the basis trefas muteras, and the Gemara explains because emas gadla luchi misrucha. When the chick was developing, it was nisrach. It was not roi lachila at all. It only became roi lachila afterwards. So it was totally nisrach, and therefore it's kosher. V'chi isrucha afra bi'almahu. It's afra bi'alma. It's not trefa meat. It's kosher. So, but wait, the whole time that it was nisrach, that it was afra bi'alma, you knew that it would grow and it would hatch and it would become perfectly good meat. You knew that it's going to end up on someone's dinner plate. So you knew that it would be l'besof hishbiach, right? So why didn't you say that it's chozer v'neil? That even though it became batel because it was a neruyel achila, became a nevelas rucha, became a neruyel ager, became disgusting. But chozer v'neir, it's going to come back. Elamai, what do you see? That when the reason for the bittel is that it's a neruyel ager, when the reason that the isser goes away is that it's a neruyel ager, that doesn't come back. That we don't say chozer v'neir. That's the raya that Rav Soloveitchik brought. Rav Shechta thought it wasn't such a raya, because maybe when the issue is Yotzei min ha'asr, like by the Beitzas Trefa, in order to apply the Isser Yotzei, it has to be edible mitchila v'atzot. But maybe when dealing with an Isser mitzad atzmo, something that's not just an Isser Yotzei, something that's not just a function of the fact that it's Yotzei min, but it's an Isser mitzad atzmo, then even if at some point it was nifsal, it can still be chozer v'neir. Meaning he wasn't sure that was necessarily a raya to a case of a regular tarotas. So what was Rav Soloveitchik's answer? Again, Rav Soloveitchik was bothered. The Mechaber holds the Rosh in Talmud Gam as Mutzer even by Chametz Pesach, which means the Mechaber does not hold like the Rashba who relies on Bittel. So how could the Shach explain the Mechaber over here to say that at the stage where it's Pogum, you can still, you can eat it, which assumes like the Rashba. That assumes like the Rashba. Because it can't be assuming like the Ra'ah, that it's a Nevela Srucha. You can't call it a Nevela Srucha if it's destined to be good again. So it's got to be assuming like the Rashba. So which is it? Is the Mechaber holding like the Rashba, or is he holding like the Ra'ah? So we suggested, neither, the Ran, he's holding like the Ran. So they just said, can't be that he's holding like the Ran, right, for the reason that we suggested. Right, that you would never say Chozer V'Neyur on Nevela Srucha. So now, so Salvechik answers as follows, that maybe, and this is the last piece before we move on to what I said we're going to actually learn today, that the Shach must understand that the Ra'ah would agree that the Rashba is also right. Meaning, the Ra'ah says that it's Nevela Srucha. And the way Salvechik understands that is, you know, it's not a machlokes and mitzius. After 24 hours, the blios and the dofnei akli, right? It's not machlokes and mitzius of what they are. It's just it's machlokes and halacha. Is that considered to be nevela srucha or not? So the Ra'ah considers it to be nevela srucha, and for that reason alone, it's not going to asra anything. But let's say you were to have a case where it's not nevela srucha. Let's say you were to have a case where it's not mamish. You know, nifsal ne'achilas adam. It's not mamish nevela srucha. Something that's absolutely spoiled and destroyed. Could you still use the Rashba as a backup? I mean, can you still say, well, wait a second, the Be'en is going to be Batal Baro, and the Tam Ki Iker, is only going to apply if it's Nosin Tam L'Shvach. The Ra'am might agree that that could also work. It's just that normally you don't need it, because the Ra'am says, in general, when something is Nosin Tam L'Gam, like Kedera Shreina Ben Yomo, is Nosin Tam L'Gam. So anyway, it's Nevei L'Srucha anyway. I don't need anything else. When do you need it? Where it's Hishbiach Lubisov Pogim, Pogim Lubisov Hishbiach. Well, now I can't say Nevela Srucha. Nevela Srucha is not going to work anymore, because you can't take something that is going to be delicious in 5 minutes from now and call that a Nevela Srucha and say, oh, it's a rotten piece of meat. It's not. It's going to be delicious in 5 minutes from now. So whenever the Ra'ah is locked out of his standard position, he'll default to the Rashba. And therefore, it turns out that the Ra'ah holds that Nosin Tam Lefgam is mutter, both because the Tam Pagum is like Nevela Srucha, and also, even if it weren't a Nevela Srucha, the combination of the Bitl Mamashus Barov and the Tam Keker, like the Rashba, when it's Tam Lefgam, will also be Matir. Therefore, when it's Pogim Lebichil B'Sof Mashbiach, the Ra'ah's standard understanding of Nosin Tam Lefgam is not going to work, because it's not a Nevela Srucha. Ooh, but what will work? The Rash was bitl and the lack of Tam Kiyakim. Right? That will still work. And therefore comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, if it's Pagum, so Vishpiach, while it's still being Pagum, Mutter. Why? The Rashba. Aye, but in Hilchas Pesach, he was willing to rely on Nosin Tam of Kam. How could you rely on Nosin Tam of Kam to be Mutter in Hilchas Pesach? The Rashba requires bitl. There's no bitl on Chametz Pesach. The Ra'ah will say, well, Nosin Tam of Kam is Nevela Srucha. And that works. That works for Pesach. So it turns out that the Mechaber is going like the Ra'ah, which is the one Shita that, you know, yesterday, you know, as we were developing Rash Baran, we said, there is a Ra'ah, but like, forget about that, because like, there's one thing is for sure, the Mechaber is not going like the Ra'ah. Right? Rav Soloveitchik's Shtikl Torah over here puts the Mechaber to be going like the Ra'ah, it's just that he moves the Ra'ah over a little bit to say that the Ra'ah agrees to the Svaras HaRashba. Okay. Yeah. That's a good question, why that's enough. But apparently Nevela Srucha would be, at least in terms of Tam, would be enough. Right, in terms of Tam. In terms of Be'en, if we're Chametz Be'en, it would need to be Nisal Me'achilus Kelev. Right?
Doesn't the Rashba make it for a Pogim Tzas even without Bittel? such as the case of Rov Tam Isser without Mamashus Shel Isser.
Rov Tam Isser without Mamashus Shel Isser. Yeah, because you don't have the Be'en over there. Right, you don't have the Be'en. So you don't need Bittul in that case, because all you're dealing with is Tam Ke'ikr. Meaning, when all you're dealing with is Tam Ke'ikr, so then you just need that. It's nothing Tam of Gam, a little bit. Yeah.
This is a fun one. Would that Machlokas Diner Shefter and the Rav have a Nafkamina for the Kashrus of a cloned trace animal?
Gabe is on shir today? Yeah. A cloned trafe animal. Did he explain what he means by that?
All right, please define.
Yeah. Oh, he's trying to talk. Can we turn the volume up? You just turned it down. Oh. Technology.
He wrote it.
Oh, he wrote it? Okay.
Since a clone is like an egg, but from the animal itself, not yotze.
A clone is like an egg, but it's from the animal itself, so it's not a yotze. Very good. Okay, that works, right? It's not a yotze min ha'aser, right? It's a piece of the animal. Okay. Yeah, the stomach. All right, he's got to send that into the OU when they start working on the clones. All right. Okay. So now to our any other questions over there? I think we're just off center over here. We're good. We're clear. Okay. So let's move on to Inri Lachil and Shalok Kederech Chachiva. So there is a machlokas achronim, exactly how Nosin Tam of Gam relates to the sugya in the second paragraph of Maseches Pesachim about achila shelo kederech achila. By the way, the first time I saw this discussion about making this connection, it's not like you learn Bas Bechol Tarovas, you don't see this discussion. Meaning, unless you're reading every Chavos Das and you're reading every Plesi, you're not going to find this discussion. It's not in Shulchan Aruch Shach Taz. You're not going to find this. So the first time I saw it was in Rabbi Forst's Sefer. I was reading through. He spells it out very, very clearly. I recommend looking over there. And he has all the Mar Mekomos. But there is a fundamental Machlokes Achronim, how Nosin Tam of Gam, or if Nosin Tam of Gam, relates to the Sugya of Shelo Kederech Achila. The Gemara discusses a person who's ochel chelev chai. Ochel chelev chai. It's not a normal way to eat raw chelev. It's gross to eat raw chelev. So it's like, you know, they used to be, I don't know if they still do, but chazanim used to swallow raw egg yolks. They thought it was good for their voice. I don't know if there's any. I think Rocky Balboa used to swallow raw egg yolks. I don't think it was because of his voice. I assume it was for some other reason, or it just makes a good movie scene or whatever. But some of the Mick knew the Chazanis trick. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. So Rocky did say Kaddish. Anyway, the Gemara discusses. You guys know what I'm talking about? It's so far before your time. Okay. So the Gemara talks about a person who's ochel chelev chai. He eats raw chelev. Whether that's a violation min haTorah of achilas chelev. So the Gemara says achilas shelo kederech pater. Who eats raw chelev? It's disgusting. So it's pater. So the Gemara says any time the Gemara talks about. You know, when different Yisurei Achila are formulated differently. Right? Sometimes you have an Yisurei Achila that's formulated as an Yisurei Achila, and sometimes you have an Yisurei Achila that's formulated differently, without a Lashon of Achila. Right? So the Gemara says, anytime the Torah formulates the Yisurei Achila b'Lashon Achila, then Shelo Kederech is going to be Pater, because that's not called Achila. Shelo Kederech is not called Achila, but the Yisur is not really Achila. The issue is something else. It's just, it normally expresses itself by eating. But the Torah never says that the issue is eating, then even Shelo Kederech is going to be Aser. So if the Torah doesn't use the term Achila, even Shelo Kederech is going to be Chayiv. where does the Torah asr you to eat something without using the word achila, without ever saying the word achila? So the Gemara identifies two cases. There are more, potentially, but the Gemara identifies two cases. That of an isr achila without lishonos of achila. You have basar b'chalav, right? If you derive the isr achila from losvashli b'chalav mo three times, so one of the times that it says lo sevashel is an isr achila, but it doesn't say achila. And kilei akerem, pentikadesh, right? Pentikdash. It's a lashon achila. It's not a lashon achila. It's a lashon of whatever, of hana'a. So there may be more cases, but these are the two that the Gemara very clearly identifies. So in those cases, shalok derech achila is still going to be chayiv. Comes along the Rambam in Hilchos Machos Asuros, Perek Yud Dalid Halachos Yud and Yud Aleph. And the Rambam writes, "Kala ochlana asurin, eino chayiv alehem ad sheyocholosan derech hana'a." Chutz mi basar b'chal v'kalei karam l'vu yishlo nemer ben achila. Right, paraphrasing the Gemara, that only if you have it in the normal way of consuming it are you going to be chayiv, but basar b'chal and kalei karam, it doesn't have a lashon achila. Ketzad, so what's an example? Arei himches achela v'guma'o k'shulcham ad shenichva grono mimenu o she'achal chelev chay. So you take chelev, and you normal way to eat chelev is warm it up, and then drink it, I guess, or mix it with your fry, your latkes in it, and eat the fried latkes, right? That's probably the normal way to have chelev. Like on the cooking channel, right? What do they take? Like, then you take a whole bunch of lard and you put it in the pot. You know, they don't actually eat the lard. It gives its time into whatever. So that's what chelev is. You take a bunch of lard and it gives time into your latkes. And stama, the latkes are delicious. Okay. Kosher style. So let's say you take chelev, but in one of the two other extremes. Either you just have it raw, which is gross, or you boil it so hot, and fat is like oil, you know, boiling oil is much hotter than water can ever get. So mamish burns your throat. It burns the whole way down. So that's not a normal way to eat. So that would be potter, because it's not called an achila. Oh, shirik dvar marim kigon rosh v'lana l'soch yai nesach. Or you eat food that's been totally spoiled, ubatel me'ochel adam, and it's now batel me'ochel adam, hare ze potter. Vim iriv davermar betoch kederish al basar b'chalav o b'yayin kilei kerem v'achlo l'chayiv. Now, what did the Rambam just do over here? In the same breath, he speaks about shalok haderech, and he speaks about what? Hivish, something that's spoiled, something that a food that's no longer roi lechilas adam. So it comes along the crazier place, and he points out that shalok haderech is the same basic din as ain roi lechila. And it would therefore follow that when it comes to basar b'chalav and kilei karam, it would be aser even shalok haderech achila. And if it's aser even shalok haderech achila, it's also aser and chayiv even when it's not in tam lefkam. Right, even when it's saying a real achila, it would be very strange though, if that's true. I mean, you think about where that leads you. If you're going to say that shalok haderech achila is the same exact thing as ein real achila, and therefore the whole din of ein real achila, all these dinim that we've been learning about that relate to ein real achila, don't apply to basar b'chalav. All these heterim don't apply to basar b'chalav. Where does that lead you? What din have we been learning about that relates to Nosin Tam of Gam? What's the most classic example of Nosin Tam of Gam? When does Nosin Tam of Gam come up? Kederi Shena Bas Yoma. It would turn out that the whole din of Kederi Shena Bas Yoma doesn't apply to Basar B'chalav. Right? You have a Fleishik Apat, just wait 24 hours, or even, just wait 24 hours. I'm sorry. And you wait 20, and even if you do wait 24 hours, right, it's not going to help even on a daraisa level, because it's still going to be aser. Basar b'chalav is not nisr b'lashon achila. It's still going to be problematic. Ooh, so that's a crazy conclusion. The Gemara says, why is it that a Kederi Shein Abbas Yom is Asur? Why do I have to kasher Kederi Shein Abbas Yom? The Gemara said, what did the Gemara say? Gzeira! Oh, Gzeira Kederi Shein Abbas Yom to Kederi Abbas Yom. I don't need a Gzeira! It's more obvious. I don't know what the guy, what the Midyanim cooked in there. Maybe he was a Milachika Midyani pot. And now I'm going to cook Fleishigs in it. And my Basa Mechalov in Abbas Yom doesn't help me. So maybe it's a Dindoraisa, maybe it's a Gzeira. So the Gemara says Kederi Shein Abbas Yom is related to Ligera Shevishrecha. So it turned out that the entire din of Kederi Shein Abbas Yom shouldn't apply to Basa Mechalov. The problem is, in Hilchos Basa Mechalov, we always apply that term of Ben Yomo and Eino Ben Yomo. So the place he answers that Eino Ben Yomo applies to Basa Mechalov as far as creating Basa Mechalov is concerned. The chiddush of the Gemara in Pesachim is that when Basar B'chalav already exists, we don't apply the heterim of Eino Ben Yomo. To create Basar B'chalav, we say Derech Bishul Asur Torah, and therefore only a Tam L'Shvach is going to create Basar B'chalav. It may be on a technicality, not because it's because of the Lashon Achila, but for another reason, because Derech Bishul Asur Torah, and it's only Derech Bishul if it's adding a Tam L'Shvach. But once Basa B'chalav is created, in a chinami, we don't apply the heterim of Eino Ben Yomo. You know, that idea is similar to what the Gemara says, Chulin Kufchas. You can't bring a raya, the tam ki ikar daraisa, from Basa B'chalav, because chidushu. And the reason that Basa B'chalav is only asur when there's tam is that derech bishul asur Torah. Right? That's the concept of derech bishul asur Torah. Azoy zakt the placey. Comes along the Nadi Yehuda, Madura Kama, Yaredea, Simon Chavav. Nadi Yehuda, Madura Kama, Simon Chavav. And he asks, how the Rambam can put Shaloke Derech, can put Shaloke Derech together with Einari Lager? Shaloke Derech doesn't mean that the Etzame Isra goes away. Nevela Shinari Lager means there's no Isra Nevela. If you have a Nevela Shrucha, it's not a Nevela. Shaloke Derech is not that at all. Shaloka derech means you have perfectly kosher food. I mean, perfectly non-kosher food. You're just eating it in a very weird way. So the Chavis Das disagrees with the entire yisod of the placey. The sugi of shaloka derech has nothing to do with the sugi of enrui leger. The Gemara in Pesachim never references the sugi of avodah zarah, meaning the Gemaras don't make the connection. It doesn't appear on the page of Shulchan Aruch. The difference is that Einari Lager is din in the Chefts of Macholos Asuros. That this food is inedible food. Shaloka Derech is not a din in the Chefts. Shaloka Derech is a din in how I choose to ingest the food, how I choose to consume the food. So I take something that's perfectly edible, but I eat it in a weird way, I swallow it like a pill. Right, I do something like that. That's shalok derech achila. When you swallow a pill, by the way, it's both, right? Pills typically in pill form are in a royal achila; they're disgusting, and you're also taking it shalok derech achila because swallowing it is shalok derech. If you have a pill that you chew on, right? If it tastes good, then it's ru'uya l'achila. And if you're chewing on it, you're having a kederech achila. If you have a chewable pill that you swallow, what are you doing? You're taking something that's roi l'achila, but you're eating it shalo kederech achila. And shalo kederech works as long as the isser is an isser achila. Right? So, Einari Lager is din in the chefts of Machal Sur. So the chefts is Einari Lager. It has no shame isser, and it's mutter forever. And that's only if it's mamish totally rotted. Shaloka derech achila is you eat something that's currently not edible, but there's nothing irreversibly wrong with the food. Chelev chai is not yet cooked, but it could be delicious, right? The lard could be delicious. You just happen to choose to eat it in a strange way. But you know, the food, there's nothing wrong with the food. So if the Torah never says the word achila, we can't use the heter of shaloka derech achila because the focus is never on the maisa achila. But when it comes to ru'uyel, ain't a ru'uyel achila, it's a din in the chefsa, not at all din in how you choose to eat it. Right? That's the the chilek. Meaning he puts them together because they're similar.
Yeah.
Meaning they're similar in how they're mofia and how they play out, as opposed to not in the yisod dinam. Yeah, Rav Asher Weiss has a yisod like this, that the Rambam very often will associate things together not based on the underlying principle of the din, but just based on how it comes out, you know, based on how it presents itself in a typical way. So that's he doesn't like, meaning a lot of times in Svarim you have rayas based on where the Rambam puts something, and that must be that the yisod of the din. He thinks like all of those rayas those aren't good rayas. Those are all Rambam doesn't work that way. A lot of good Torah gets erased that way, but that's okay. You know, this is something we hadn't done. Yeah.
Is Shloka Neres defined objectively as like Derek Achila, or is it are there different types of Achila for
people? Oh, I would imagine.
Pill is considered Shloka Neres. Like that is the normal way to swallow, to take a pill.
It's not a normal way to eat when you want to enjoy food. So I would think that that's still Shiloh Kederach. There's a whole discussion. You see, where does Achshavei come in? Right? So is Achshavei a din in Shiloh Kederach, or is it a din in Ein Roi L'Achila? So Pashto says Achshavei is a din in Ein Roi L'Achila. It's not a din in Shiloh Kederach. Right? Meaning if it's Shiloh Kederach, but I'm having it that way, it's still Shiloh Kederach. You don't say Achshavei on Shiloh Kederach, but in a Roi L'Achila, everyone else thinks it's disgusting, so it's in a Roi L'Achila, but I think it's delicious. So I'm eating it, so then you'll probably, so we'll discuss the principle of Achshavei, we'll get to it. But this idea that this chiluk between, you know, that which is, a din in the Maisa Achila versus that which is a din in the Cheftza, is similar to what we had in Daf Yomi recently. For those doing Daf Yomi, at least I quoted it in Daf Yomi recently, because the Gemara in Pesachim talks about Lishon Nekiyah, Daf Gimel, right? So the Gemara says that there were three Kohanim that each got their share of Lechem Apanim, and one of them said Higiani Kizayis, and the other one said Higiani Kipul, and the other one said Higiani Kizanet Haltar. I got like the tail of a weasel. If you only see money, right? Come over the tail of the weasel and trip. Okay, yeah, with me. Yeah. If you look at Ariel Jacob's Simonim videos, you can't forget those. Like, they're amazing. Okay, so the one who said the Giyani Kapul, so all the Beis Halevi raised the question, what do you mean Giyani Kapul? The Mitzvah Sachila, is the Kazayas. So how could you have gotten Kapul? Kapul is a little bean, it's much smaller than a Kazayas. So Beis Halevi has a magnificent Yisod. That it's really based on a different Gemara. The Gemara tells us that if a person eats Karban Pesach ba'achila gasa, lo yotzi yidei chavasa. So the Gemara says lo yotzi yidei chavasa, that maybe mitzvah min amuvchar lo kavir av mitzvah mi ha-ka'avid. Maybe the guy didn't do a mitzvah min amuvchar when he eats Karban Pesach shalok, when he eats a Karban Pesach achila gasa. Achila gasa, by the way, is shalok kederach, right? It's shalok kederach. So there's nothing wrong with the food, it's in how you're consuming it. So a person eats Karban Pesach and Achila Gasa, it's Shelo Kederach Achila. And so the Gemara says, and maybe he didn't do the mitzvah min amuvchar, but mitzvah miya ka'avid. And yet, the Gemara also says, Maseches Yuma, that if a person eats Achila Gasa b'yom HaKippurim, he's pater. That there's no Isra of Achila Gasa on the Daraisa level on Yom HaKippurim, because it's not called Achila. When you eat Achila Gasa on Yom HaKippurim. So, well, wait a second. Why then would you say Mitzvah Miya Ka'avid if you ate the Karban Pesach by Achila Gasa, and yet you're not going to say that you're Chayav in Yom Kippur when you eat Achila Gasa? So Tosfos already asked the Kasha, right? And Tosfos says, Shnei Minei Achila Gasos Yesh. There's different types of Achila Gasa. There's a type of Achila Gasa where, like, you know, I just went with my wife to a restaurant on Motzei Shabbos. It wasn't that cold, so we ate outside. We're the only ones. Everyone inside the restaurant's high-fiving and hugging and salivating all over each other. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? So my wife and I were eating outside. It was our anniversary, so we ate outside. So we finished our meal, and we were stuffed. And then they came and said, dessert menu? We're like, okay. So like that's achilagasa, right? That's a type of achilagasa. But then there's an achilagasa where like dessert menu and you just vomit on the waitress, right? Meaning like I can't even, you know, it's so shnei min achilagasas yesh. But the Beis Halevi says different. Meaning, and that would answer, right? That achilagasa on Yom Kippurim is right after the Sudam Afsekes, right? Kol Nidre night. You know, you come and you can't, you want to vomit. But achilagasa of Karm Pesach, that's mitzvah miyakavit, is when it's the type of achilagasa that, you know, there's always room for dessert, kind of achilagasa. But Beis Halevi is different. Beis Halevi says, no. By kachim, there's no din that you have to do a maisa achila. By kachim, the din is sheyehei ne'echal, that the kachim needs to get eaten. But you don't need to do a maisa achila. By Karm Pesach, it's a unique kind of karban. In that, you have both dinim. You have tzvei dinim in Karban Pesach. You have a din, sheyehei ne'achal. You're not allowed to have nosar. You're not allowed to leave it over. But also a din that you have to do a maisa achila. So when it comes to Yom Kippurim, so achila gas is not achila. And whenever the iser is achila gas doesn't count. It's not achila. It's shalo kederach. So when it comes to achila Yom Kippurim, since it's shalo kederach, it's not called achila bichlal. Right? It's not called achila bichlal. And therefore you be potter. But when it comes to achilas karban pesach, what do the Gemara say? That someone who eats karban pesach achila gasa, nihi delav and mitzvah min amuvchar, but mitzvah mi'a ka'avid. What does that mean? You didn't do mitzvah min amuvchar, you didn't do the whole mitzvah, you did part of this. Says Beis Halevi, there are tvei dinim and achilas karban pesach, and you did one of them. By eating achila gasa, it's yehei ne'echal. But what isn't it? It's not a maisa achila. And that's why the Beis Halevi says, by lechem apanim, it's shar kachim. Lechem apanim is a karban mincha. So it's shar kachim. By shar kachim, there's no din in a maisa achila. The din is sheyehei ne'achal. So higiani kipul, yeah, that's also sheyehei ne'achal. As long as there's enough to go around for, I mean, as long as there are enough kohanim to consume all of it, even if everyone just gets a tiny piece, that's how it would still be. Sheyehei ne'achal would still qualify as sheyehei ne'achal. Once we mention Yom HaKippurim, the next step is, well, wait a second. By Yom Kippur, is it an Isra Chila? Meaning this whole assumption, is, what does the Gemara say? Achal Chilav Chai is going to be positive because that's Shalok Adarach Achila. But the Gemara said, oh, but by Kilei HaKeren, by Basim Chalav, it never says Achila. So if it never says Achila, then Shalok Adarach doesn't work. And what about Yom Kippur? It's a mitzvah seinoi. Also never says Achila. What's the shir of Achila in Yom Kippurim? It's not a Kazayis, it's a Kesavis Hagasa. Right? So that's the next step. That's the next step, which we're running out of time right now, but Shagasari Yisim and Ayin Dalid. We have to analyze a little bit how this plays out in Yom Kippur, and then go back into Kedera Shena Bas Yom and how to calculate what's called a day. Meaning, Kedera Shena Bas Yom, how do I define what's a day? And very Nogea Shaila Lemaisa, especially right before Pesach, do you restart the clock every time you use it? Meaning, what happens most often, I get the Shaila, I don't know, a dozen times every year right before Pesach. I didn't use it for chametz in the last 24 hours, but I heated up water in the last 24 hours. I didn't heat up noodles, just water in the last 24 hours. Can I still kasher it now? Right? Do you assume it's anybody, most often with a sink? People have a very hard time not using their sink for 24 hours. So I didn't have any chametz in the sink, but I had other things in the sink. Can I kasher it? That's why they always say to kasher the sink right after Shabbos. If you do Motzoi Shabbos kasher, because you definitely haven't used the sink for anything, for any hot anything in the last 24 hours, because you can't turn on the hot water on Shabbos. And if it's cold, then it's nothing happened there, no bleel. But okay, so maybe Be'ez Hashem on Sunday, right? Sunday we're back to regular shir. Yeah, okay, so Sunday Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Yom HaKippurim. Okay, this I thought we would be done. It's just there's a lot here. It's a Geshmak Simen. Okay, so Sunday Bez Hashem, we'll continue on that.